Put those in your washing machine. Take your clothes out bright and clean. When you does your wash, you'll sing. D-U-Z does everything.
Hello there. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play Truth or Consequences.
Yes, Truth or Consequences, the show that does everything on the air, brought to you by Dove, the soap that does everything in your wash. And here is a very excited master of ceremonies tonight, folks. Excited because he dreamed that Miss Hush would be identified tonight. So here he is, dream boy, Ralph Edwards.
Greetings, party players, and hi, Harlow.
Sit down, Harlow. Dream boy, my eye. Nightmare is more like it. Listen to the list of prizes to be won by the one person in our Truth or Consequences audience who identifies Miss Hush when we call on the phone. Now, Harlow, you check them off to make sure that I mention every one of them. A 1947 Buick Super Convertible from the Howard Automobile Company. A Bendix Home Laundry with washer, dryer, and automatic ironer. A round-trip ticket for two via United Airlines to Honolulu. And a suite of rooms for 2 weeks vacation at the Matson Lines Royal Hawaiian Hotel. A $2,000 Columbia House trailer completely equipped. A $1,000 Diamond and Ruby Bulova wristwatch. An RCA Victor radio phonograph combination, plus a new 1948 RCA Victor television receiver, and a library of 100 Red Seal records. An I.J. Fox $1,500 full-length beaver coat, an all-metal Luscombe Silvair airplane from Dallas, Texas, $2,000 in cash, a $1,000 Popular Mechanics home workshop with a library of Popular Mechanics instruction books, a Servel silent gas refrigerator, and Sherwin-Williams, with their Cover the Earth trademark paints, will paint your house inside and out. Of course, the winner should have a big red box that does, too. A real prize on wash day, right down the wash line, does everything. Now, in a few minutes, we'll make our first phone call in the Miss Hush contest. Oh, excuse me, a lady came up to my... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to yell at you. You scared me a little. No, but Al Pascal, you scared me now.
Yeah.
What is your name, please?
Mary Vaitunas.
Yeah. Well, hold on to it just a minute, Mrs. Voluptuous. Now, a phone call in the Miss Hush contest in just a moment. First, a consequence or two. Where are you from, Miss what?
Cicero, Illinois. Mary Vaitunas is my name.
Yes, how do you spell your last name?
V-A-I-C-U-N-A-S.
Smith. Well, come in a little. There you are. Get in as close as you can to the microphone.
There.
All right, now we asked for gentlemen in the audience who could speak Italian. This was one of the fellows. How do you do? What is your name, sir?
Chiron Papa.
And are you?
Yes, no, I'm not a father.
You're not a father. How are you, Mr. Papa?
Okay.
May I present Miss Vaitunas?
How
19...
do you do?
Vaitunas, you're from Cicero.
From Cicero.
What's your occupation?
Housewife, and I raise canaries.
You... Look, we got into rabbits last week. Let's leave the canaries alone.
Well, I didn't spit at you. I got my teeth in.
Yes, I... Mr. Poppy, you still here?
Yes, sir.
You raise canaries, too?
No.
Please say no. How many canaries do you have?
Oh, about 200.
Yeah. Get those Angora rabbits that Faye had up here last time. With Mrs. Vesuvius's canaries, we'd be in a question. Miss will have a little consequence. Okay, Mrs.
Okay.
Mrs. Okay. All right. Mr. Papa, you do speak Italian.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you...
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's all right. We never know on this show what's going to happen. Listen, how would you say hello, everybody? Here we go.
Buongiorno, tutto quanti.
Yes, and you said that again. All right. Aldura Richardson of Chicago gets $5 for this question. From Chicago. Question from Chicago. What is it that you throw away the outside, cook the inside of the outside, eat the outside, and throw away the inside? Truth or Consequences, Mrs. Vicunis and Mr. Papa.
I don't know.
Do you know that, Mr. Papa?
No, sir.
All right. Corn on the cob.
Oh.
Corn on the cob, you throw away the outside, cook the inside of the outside, eat the outside, throw away the inside. How are the canaries?
Fine.
Who's taking care of them tonight?
Oh, Daddy.
Daddy's
taking
care of the old crow's home.
Yeah,
Daddy,
the old
yes,
crow's home.
All right.
The now, spring chicken here.
Yeah. The spring chicken's here. All right, good. I'll punch up the joke for you. All right. Now, Mr. Papa, you said in the warm-up that you spoke Italian.
Yes, sir.
Yes, all right. Now, we're going to give you something to say to Mrs. Vicunis here in Italian. Now, Mrs. Vicunis, you should excuse the expression. You You run off stage a moment so you can't hear, you see?
Okay.
Okay, you go with Mr. Pascoe, Mr. Bailey, and Mr. Papa, if you can make Mrs. Vicunas understand in 2 minutes, when she comes back, 2 minutes, Miss Vicunas, what we have told you to say to her, we'll give you both $25 extra. You want to try?
Yes, sir.
Okay, boy. Now, Mrs. Vicunas is off stage. Now, we want you, in Italian, to explain to Mrs. Vicunas how to milk a cow.
Milk a cow.
Yes, and when you come to certain parts of your description, use the word faucets.
Faucets.
You can say that in English if you want.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Falsetto. No, that's a voice, isn't it? Yes, sir. All right. Now, you can use your hands except for the one motion of milking a cow that would give the gag away. You probably have to use your hands in speaking, huh?
Well, I tell you, when Italian people speak, they... Them hands explain everything, but I'll try.
You try, all right. But except when you come explaining how to milk a cow. Don't use that motion, you know, like... Yeah. All right. Now, bring Mrs. Vicunas back. Don't anyone give the gag away. Now, Mrs. Vicunas, here she comes. All right, I'll get over here with the microphone. Johnny Pollock, turn on the roving microphone. And you stand over on this side, please, Mr. That's it, Mr. Papa. Now, Mrs. Vicunas, listen to me. $25 to both. Will you move it just a little so I can... Thank you.
Okay.
I was trying to push, but I saw that was useless. Now, $25 to both you and Mr. Papa, if you can understand what he is trying to tell you in a two-minute race against time. All right, Mr. Papa.
Signore Vicunas, deve volere...
Now, wait a minute, you don't know what it is.
Deve volere, voleva tu pugno mio vacca, faucet?
No, I won't go home and lay no egg and hatch your canary.
No.
No. No. Talk to the lady now.
Tu piente in un piccolo sedie, è pugne, sembra questa vacca, sembra dico, moo,
guarda che...
No, tutti i piccoli ragazzi, sembra beve le latte, e va muscolare, muscari, e sembra dico questa vacca, moo.
No,
look, we're all pulling for you, come on now, get it.
Tu pugne.
Now, how do you put it? Sit down. What happened?
That's a piccolo, piccolo stadia. That's
what? Oh, what do you want me to do? Sit down and what? Lay an egg and...
Look, all right, use the word and show with the expression with the hands up.
You can... Epunit.
What kind of a noise does it make?
Moo. And uvacca, capito?
Oh, yes, I drive an automobile.
Epunit. Pugne, a latte, beve, fa muscolare, pugne.
What noise does it make?
Moo.
Oh, milk a cow.
Right.
Bravo, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Papa.
Thank you very much.
That was wonderful.
Wow, okay.
Pulling for you,
yeah,
Mr.
Does everything for
oh,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, does everything for
you're
me.
You still bad, Mrs. Vicunas. You're wonderful.
Okay.
Yes, thank you very much. $25 apiece extra plus $10 consequence money. Now, stand by. In a few moments, we make our first phone call in the Miss Hush contest. Oh, Mrs. Vicunas, you get this big... you get this big red box it does, too. You... Yes, you bet it does, Mrs. Vicunas. Here in Chicago, they found one thing doesn't do, though. It doesn't stay on the store shelves. Right, Harlow?
Right. More and more families are dozing their wash these days from Chicago to Cheyenne. Everybody's choosing this one wonderful soap that does everything in the family wash. Does really is different from all the other leading package soaps sold for wash day. Even gives you more suds, ounce for ounce.
And they're real soap suds, too.
You bet. Those Does suds have the cleaning power to get grease-stained work clothes clean, spanking clean with just a short washer run. To get streaked-up towels and linens beaming white, really dazzling white, without any hard scrubbing. And does more. It's actually safer for the newest, brightest colors you wash.
When you've got Does, you've really got something.
Yes, the soap shortage proved there's no substitute for Does. You see why it's selling faster than ever, folks? First chance you get Does. From the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest. Does everything.
What a soap. Thanks, Harlow. My, isn't this a lovely-looking couple at the microphone? Here, to parents, I believe, from Chicago, right?
Right.
Come in real close. You're Mrs.
Albright.
Hello, Miss Albright. How are you tonight?
Just fine, thank you.
Just fine. That's good. And Mr. Albright?
Very good, thanks.
What's your occupation, sir?
I'm a chemical salesman.
Good. How's it selling these days? All right.
Well, it's peak.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't leave your phones or radio. A Miss Hush call is coming up, and we'll keep the party rolling with our two contestants here, Mr. and Mrs. Albright. Here's a question. Alice M. Hensel of Worcester, Massachusetts asks, what can run on one leg? What can run on one leg long time? How about that, Miss Albright? What can run on one leg? A lady's stocking. That's terrible. All right, you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Now, Mrs. Albright, Mr. Albright, you told us during our pre-airtime period that you had a little boy, 8, 9, 10, or 11, or how old?
Just 11.
Is that right, Mrs. Albright?
Yes, sir.
All right, now. What is his name?
Tommy.
Tommy. And where is he now?
Well, he's supposed to be in bed.
Oh, Tommy, you better
he's
be in bed.
He's probably listening to this radio program.
Is he? Tommy, Mommy's on the radio. Look, Tommy, Mommy's on the radio. Mommy's on the radio. All right, now backstage we have a jury of psychologists, child psychologists, and we want you to discuss any problems you may have concerning your son, Tommy. So will you run off stage and make a list of the things you'd like to ask the jury? Will you do that, Mr. Albright? Mrs. Albright? Okay. All right. Now, this is going to prove very educational. Might be a great help in the future upbringing of your child. Off you go and get all the points listed. They're gone. They can't hear. Ooh, what's going to happen to Mrs. Albright? Now, her husband, Mr. Albright, is in on the gag. The jury of child psychologists, we mentioned, is the famous juvenile jury that you hear on the radio. Jack Barry, their creator and conductor, has brought the jury to a Truth or Consequences tonight. It consists of 5 children from the ages of 5 to 10, but tonight it will consist of 6 children. The 6th is Mrs. Albright's little boy, Tommy, disguised as a little girl. And here he is in a blue dress, pink socks, and blonde curls. Come out, Tommy. Here he is. He's really a rough and tough little guy, but look at him now. Hello, Tommy.
Pretty good.
Attaboy. Oh, my. Are you all set to play a little gag on Mother?
Sure am.
Oh, that voice coming out with that dress. Well, it'll work now, don't you worry. How do you feel, huh?
Like the dickens.
With the dress? Oh, don't worry about that. Now, just one thing. We'll call you Elizabeth, see?
Okay.
Okay, and whenever I ask you what you think of Tommy Albright, that you say, nothing wrong with him. He's a swell kid. Let's hear you say that in a high voice.
He's a swell kid.
That's it. Keep it up there. Oh, Tommy, keep it up there. That's wonderful, Elizabeth. I mean, Tommy. Excuse me. All right, now you go back behind the curtains with the juvenile jury. When I introduce them, you come out with them. Okay, now don't anyone give the gag away. Bring back the Albrights. Aren't we devils? All right, now here we're all set to go. Mr. and Mrs. Albright. Ah, yes, Mr. and Mrs. Albright. The jury is about to appear, and you may sit in what we might call the witness chair. You all set, Mrs. Albright?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And I want you to meet... How are you now, Mr. Albright?
Very fine.
Just be seated with your wife. Meet the famous child psychologist and well-known radio juvenile jury. Come out, juvenile jury, and here they are. What do you think of that?
Wow.
What did you... Did you expect PhD?
I certainly did.
Well, no. Well, let me tell you, these kids are terrific, Mrs. Albright. They know children, believe me. Children, I want you to meet Mr. and Mrs. Albright, whose child will be the subject of your discussion tonight. First, here is little... I'll tell you, I'll let each one of you give your names. Charlie, you get into the microphone, and this is Mrs. Albright, Charlie. You say your name.
Charlie Hankinson.
How do you do, Charlie?
How do you do?
Hello, Charlie. Yes, and little girl?
Peggy Bruder, age 9.
How do you do, Peggy?
Charlie, how old were you?
6.
Yeah, well, you're getting to be a big guy now. All right. Yes, sir? Your name?
Kong Lung.
How do you do?
Hello.
That's Kong. And the next? This is Mr.
Robin Morgan, age 5. How
Robin
do you do?
Robin Morgan, the Albright.
Hello, Robin.
Dickie Rowland, age 7.
Yes. And you're 7. And?
Elizabeth Bailey, age 9.
All right. Now, okay. Now, the jury is ready to hear any problems you have with your little son. Now, I'm not Jack Barry, but I'll try to be mediator here. Now, you may get in on this, too, Mr. Albright, if you will. All right. Your first problem, Mrs. Albright. Do you have a problem?
Yes, my little boy likes to go to the movies, but he wants to take a date. You think he's too young?
All right. Now, let's see. Charlie, what do you have to say about that?
What movies does he like to go to?
Well, Wild West and Adventure.
Huh?
Double features. He can spend more time there.
All right. Peggy?
Has your son had any experiences with girls before?
Well, we're not quite sure.
What'd you say?
We're not quite sure.
She's not quite sure. She's all right, Elizabeth?
Oh, nothing wrong with him. He's all right.
Yes, all right. Now, Kong?
Is the girl pretty?
Well, we hope so.
Yes, let's have Robin now.
Well, you're probably worried because... You're probably worried about him going out because he takes too much of your money. So why don't you... tell him to ask the girl to pay for everything, and then you won't have to worry.
Well, do you think he'd get a girl to go out that way?
You think he'd get a girl to go out? Well, I tell you what, we'll save that for the decisive period, which comes Dickie?
Did you go out with boys when you were 11?
No, I didn't.
Well, that could be that. All right, Elizabeth?
Oh, nothing wrong with Tommy. I just think you should let him go out.
Let him go out. All right. Well, now, this is very good. Kong, do you have another question?
How old is a girl?
About his age or a little bit younger.
Yes. All right. Now, Charlie, Quay, they keep...
How much younger?
Not too much.
Uh-huh. Do you have another one, Robin, that you want
to... Yes, sir. The only question I can think of is, who is Miss Hush?
It's Mumbles. That isn't supposed to be in there now. Mumbles. All right. Now, I tell you what. We have the problem has been presented. The questions have been asked by the kiddies. Now, let's have each child here on the juvenile jury say what they want to about this situation. Now, here comes the decision. Let's see. Do you have a decision in mind for this Mrs. Albright, Mr. Albright, about their son who wants to go to the movies and they don't want him to go? Charlie, how about you?
Well, I think that you should let him go to the movies. Even he's so young, but I think he should.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad to have your opinion.
Yes. All right, let's have Peggy. Now, Peggy?
Well, before I give my answer, I want to ask one question. How much allowance does he get?
About 50 cents a week.
Oh, boy. I'd like to meet him myself.
Yeah, now, never mind, Peggy. Please, Kong, what do you got to say? How do you like that? All right, Kong, what do you say?
I think he should go out with a girl because later he might like to marry her.
Yes, you can't tell. Robin?
Well, I think that he'll have enough time to go out with girls when he's 23 or 50.
Oh, she's on your
name. Won't have it.
All right. Dickie?
Well, the way the girls are wearing long dresses today, I don't know why anyone would want to take them.
Oh, Dickie. All right. Now, Elizabeth, what do you think?
Nothing wrong with Tommy. He's a good kid.
Yes, all right. Well, I guess these children have solved all your problems, Mrs. Albright. I think you should be grateful for all this advice. As a matter of fact, Elizabeth here has a great deal of faith in your little boy, hasn't he?
She certainly does.
Wrong with him. Oh, both of you, come on over here, and I want you to meet them personally. Elizabeth seemed to have a great deal of faith there. My goodness, isn't Elizabeth cute, Mrs. Albright?
She certainly is.
Yes, hasn't she got beautiful blonde curls?
Very, I should say.
Elizabeth, give your curls to Mrs. Albright, why don't you? Huh? Are you going to give the curls to her? Hey, there you are, Mama.
Hi, Mom. Why, Tommy Albright, what are you doing out here?
Oh, man, you really got it.
I'm going to you,
Mom. Oh, I don't know what to say.
Oh, right. Well, it's little Tommy. Oh, how do you feel now?
I feel like getting off this dress.
I'll bet you do, kid. Thank you, juvenile jury, for a wonderful job. Thanks, too, to your head man, Jack Barry. For each of you, including Tommy, we have a $25 savings bond and a Parker pen and pencil set. And for you, Mr. and Mrs. Albright, we have a 72-piece set of fine art sterling silver plus a big red box of Does. There you
are.
Any jury will tell you there's no soap quite like Does. From the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest, Does everything. And now, stand by, America. I'm now going to call the person who gets first crack at tonight's giant jackpot consequence. This is the person in our radio audience who gave us in our first week's contest the best reason why we all should support the March of Dimes. Now, let's see. Let's have, first of all, the call here. Hello. Yes, hand me the phone, please. Now, place the operator. Get me Charlotte, North Carolina, please. Now we know the city. I'll bet everyone in Charlotte, North Carolina, who entered the Miss Hush contest is shaking in his boots. Hello? Charlotte, North Carolina. Our NBC operator will give you a number in Charlotte to call. Will you please ring it? Give her the number, please, NBC. We found out that Miss Hush is not Elsa Maxwell, Maude Adams, Spring Byington, nor Fred Allen. As a matter of fact, we've had a couple of very exciting weeks with the telephone calls. We lost 10 years of our lives there last week. Hello? Waiting for the call. There you. Hello. This is Ralph Edwards of the Truth or Consequences broadcast. How are you? Is this Mrs. George A. Steele of 1424 East 7th Street, Charlotte, North Carolina? Is this? Are you speechless?
She's gone.
Now, the rules say the writer of the best entries must be ready at their telephones. Your entry on why we should all support the March of Dimes was selected as the best entry tonight. All right, the big question, and you can give only one answer. Tell us who you think is Miss Hush. Will you say that again, please? You say Sister Elizabeth Kenny
You say Sister Elizabeth Kenny. Oh, I'm sorry. Sister Elizabeth Kenny is wrong, but don't let this discourage you from trying again next week in case our second and third calls tonight are incorrect. And thank you, Mrs. George A. Steele of 1424 East 7th Street, Charlotte, North Carolina, for your contribution to the March of Dimes. Thank you. You're a lovely lady. Good night. Good night. Two more calls now to be made. Let's have some more consequences first. Huh? All right, let's get the calls in then. That's okay. Let's get the calls going tonight. Later on, you will hear the voice of Miss Hush, and I'll tell you how to become eligible for the giant jackpot of prizes. And now listen. Does nominates this week's Dishpan Duzzer. She's Mrs. John Boucher, 135 Forer Boulevard, Dayton, Ohio.
Congratulations, Mrs. Boucher. You found does everything in the dishpan, too. From a fast cleanup on greasy pans to ever-loving care for hands. Believe me, does is a whiz for dishes. Even makes more suds, ounce for ounce, than any strong granulated soap. Real soap suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Changing to does from those soaps can mean smoother, prettier hands, too. Start dozing your dishes, folks. Does everything.
Does it, Harlow. Attaboy. And now we call the writer of the second best entry in this week's Miss Hush contest on Truth or Consequences for the March of Dimes. Hand me the phone again, please, Al. Oh, my. Here we go. Hello, operator. Get me the Bronx, New York, please. Okay, here we go. This could be it. Stand by, Miss Hush, in case it's guest. NBC engineer X, stand by. Our first call to Mrs. George A. Steele of Charlotte, North Carolina, proved the voice was not that of Sister Elizabeth Kenny. Hello, New York City. Our NBC operator will give you a number to call in New York City. Would you please ring it? If this person cannot identify Miss Hush, we will make our third call in a few minutes. In a city of 7 or 8 million people, there's a good chance that it could be ended with the right name. Who is Miss Hush? Hello? Hello? Is this Mr. Charles Kieran of 50 West Tremont Avenue, Bronx 53, New York City? Mr. Kieran, this is Ralph Edwards on Truth or Consequences. How are you, sir? You've been waiting for this. Hello, I've been waiting for you. He says, that's fine. That name Kieran, that sort of scares me. One Kieran, John Kieran, is a regular encyclopedia of knowledge. Are you? No relation. Good. Your entry on why we, no relation, period. Your entry on why we all should support the March of Dimes was selected as the second best entry tonight. All right, tell us who you think is Miss Hush. You say the answer is Miss Tallulah Bankhead. You say Tallulah Bankhead? Mr. Kieran, I'm sorry. Miss Hush is not Tallulah Bankhead. Thanks for supporting the March of Dimes. Many polio victims will be aided by your and other entrants' contribution. Try again next week, sir, and good night. Thank you very much, Mr. Kieran. All right, now, on with another consequence. I keep saying consequences. Let's give it the phone call. You betcha. And in a few minutes, another phone call. And if Miss Hush is not identified, then you'll hear the voice right after this call. I'm glad you're making your contributions dollars as well as dimes when you send in your entries. Give me the phone again, please. Hello, third call to the writer of the third best entry in this 1947 Miss Hush contest. Operator, get me Reno, Nevada, please. Oh, anything can happen out there, you know. This person doesn't know the identity, Miss Hush. Three more fabulous prizes will be added to our already giant... Hello? Reno, Nevada. This is NBC Chicago. Our operator will give you a number in Reno. Will you please ring it? We've certainly had good representation tonight. Charlotte, North Carolina, the Bronx, New York, now Reno. I wonder if Clara Bow is listening. Oh, she's in Las Vegas, of course. I wonder if Mrs. Hush knew who Miss Hush is. Hello? Hello, this is Ralph Edwards of Truth or Consequences. Is this Mrs. A.P. Wilson of 631 West Street, Reno, Nevada? Congratulations on a fine entry statement, Mrs. Wilson. Now, before I ask you the all-important question, your entry on why we should support the March of Dimes was selected as the third best entry tonight, so you get an opportunity to identify the voice of Miss Hush. The big question now, tell us who you think is Miss Hush. You think it is who? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You, it is not Sister Kenny. That's a shame that you weren't listening. Sister Kenny is wrong. But thanks on behalf of the March of Dimes and Truth or Consequences. Keep trying, will you? Good night in Reno. Also, the name of Miss Hush remains a mystery for another week. Listen to the jackpot now. I hope your name will be called next week. Next week, in addition to the 1947 Buick Super Convertible from the Howard Automobile Company, a Bendix Home Laundry, a round-trip ticket for two via United Airlines Mainliner 300 to Honolulu, and a suite of rooms for a two-week vacation at the Matson Line's famous Royal Hawaiian Hotel, a $2,000 Columbia House trailer, a $1,000 diamond and ruby Bulova wristwatch, an RCA Victor radio phonograph combination plus a new 1948 RCA Victor television receiver, and a library of 100 Red Seal records, an I.J. Fox 1500 full-length beaver coat, a Luscombe Silvair all-metal airplane, $2,000 in cash, a $1,000 Popular Mechanics home workshop with a library of Popular Mechanics instruction books, a Servel silent gas refrigerator, and Sherwin-Williams Cover the Earth trademark paints will paint your house inside and out. To all this, Truth or Consequences next week will add a Hart, Schaffner, and Mark suit and top coat for every adult man and woman in your family, a Tappan gas kitchen range, and a 13-cubic-foot Jacobs home freezer, product of Jacobs Wind Electric Company, Minneapolis, filled with bird's-eye frozen foods. Who is Miss Hush? Well, stand by. Here she is. From somewhere in the United States comes the voice of Miss Hush. Listen and good luck. Here is the voice.
Second for Santa Claus. First for me. 13 for Reese. 7 for tree. Bring me an auto, a book, and a ball, and I'll say Merry Christmas in spring, not in fall.
Who is it? If you think you can identify the voice of Miss Hush, this is what you do to enter the contest. Now listen, everybody get in it. One, finish this sentence in 25 additional words or less. We should all support the March of Dimes because. Two, enclose your entry in an envelope, only one entry to an envelope, with a money contribution, if you please, for the March of Dimes. Three, mail with your name, address, and telephone number printed clearly in the upper right-hand corner to Miss Hush, Hollywood, California. Don't send your entries to the Truth or Consequences office. Four, do not include the name of Miss Hush with or on your entry. And don't forget, each week brings a new contest until Miss Hush is identified. All entries received by Monday, November 17th, will be judged, and the writer of the best entry in this group will be called next Saturday. Enter each contest as often as you choose, however, only one entry to an envelope. Eligibility for participation is not contingent upon your contribution to the March of Dimes. Let your heart be your guide. Each week, the writer of the best entry will be called, as we did tonight. You must be available at your telephone at the time of our Eastern broadcast. Now, if you know the identity of Miss Hush, when we call you, you win the giant jackpot. Entries will be judged for sincerity, originality, and aptness of thought. And listen to this, listen to this. The judge's decision is final. If you are not at your phone for any reason when we call you at the time of the Eastern broadcast, you automatically will be eliminated. All entries and ideas therein become the property of Truth or Consequences. None will be returned. Any resident of the United States may compete except employees of Truth or Consequences, NBC, Procter & Gamble, their advertising agencies, and their families. Only one attempt will be made to reach the contender for the prize, and that attempt will be on a regular Eastern broadcast on Saturdays at 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central Time, 6:30 Mountain Time, 5:30 Pacific Time. Remember, finish this sentence in 25 additional words or less. We should all support the March of Dimes because. The address, Miss Hush, Hollywood, California. Now here she is again, Miss Hush from somewhere in the United States. Come on, you know this woman. Can't you give us some hint, Miss Hush?
I'll try, but it's hard for me to express myself on the radio. You listeners probably have never heard my voice, but students and adults should know my profession, if they know all about Santa Claus. Although it's not time to retire, good night, everybody.
Who is it? I'll give you another clue. It's not Fibber McGee and Molly. Someone is going to win. Maybe next week, I hope it's you. And if your contributions to the March of Dimes are generous, the polio victims, large and small, will be the winners in the end. So get in the contest. Now, well, how does you do? It's our happy Godesi singers with their merry washing machine.
Hello.
D-U-Z, D-U-Z.
Put does in your washing machine.
Work clothes come out oh so clean.
White things white and colored things bright.
D-U-Z does everything.
From the roughest and the toughest to the whitest and the brightest.
No soap white like does before.
Does is different, does more.
When you does your wash your thing.
D-U-Z does everything. D-U-Z, D-U-Z.
That was sensational, kids. Very good. Now, let's see. The grand prize winner tonight was Mr. Papa and Mrs. Kosovatova, who did the milking a cow there in Italian. Here's a $25 savings bond. Folks, the truth is most dealers pay you good money for used kitchen fat. Why? Because the fats and oil shortage continues worldwide. Everybody save every drop. Ralph Edwards sending you dozens of good washes. Until next week, thanks, juvenile jury. Miss Hush calls again next week. Good night, everybody.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does. Ralph Edwards' Truth or Consequences came to you from Chicago, Hollywood, and Miss Hush's Hideaway. Prepare to be dazzled. See your hair shine its brightest with new improved Dreen shampoo. Compared to Dulling soap shampoo, Dreen reveals up to 33% more sheen. With your very first Dreen shampoo, you'll see up to 33% more sheen.
Extra money, money, money. $25,000 offered in Dreen's sensational contest. First prize, $10,000. Get entry blank and complete information at your dealers. You may win a fortune. Don't miss Dreen's $25,000 contest.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.